From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Saying this is what change looks like, President Obama's heralding plans to reopen the U.S. Embassy in Cuba. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the move will formally end more than half a century of diplomatic isolation.
Reopening the embassy is the culmination of a process that began with secret talks and broke into the open last December with a historic phone call between President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro. Obama says Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Havana later this month to raise the flag over the embassy, which was shuttered by President Eisenhower 54 years ago.
Of course, nobody expects Cuba to be transformed overnight. But I believe that American engagement through our embassy, our businesses, and most of all through our people is the best way to advance our interests and support for democracy and human rights.
Obama also urged Congress to lift the Cuban embargo, though GOP leaders insist that's premature. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Multiple airlines are under federal investigation for possibly conspiring to keep airfares high in violation of the law. The Justice Department says the major carriers may have tipped off each other on how quickly each planned to add new flights, routes, or additional seats. It has notified the airlines coming under scrutiny, but not publicly identified them. However, United confirms it's one of them. The industry group Airlines for America is out with a statement in which it says its members compete vigorously every day to the benefit of the public. The Prime Minister of Greece is offering to compromise with Eurozone leaders on a new credit deal, but only after a referendum on austerity is held on Sunday. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that European leaders have isolated Greece, which is effectively broke after a previous bailout expired.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras claims that his government received better offers from Eurozone and International Monetary Fund lenders after he called for a public vote, but still not good enough. He says the vote is about what Greeks want in a new credit deal. Some believe this is a referendum on the euro, he said in a televised speech, that if the result is no, we will be kicked out of the Eurozone. They are lying. The Council of Europe, an independent body that monitors elections and human rights, says the referendum falls short of international standards because it asks an unclear question and was called hastily. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Another black church once targeted by the Ku Klux Klan is in ruin because of a fire, but federal authorities say they're not so sure it was intentional. But they're still investigating. The fire broke out overnight at the Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal Church in Greeleyville, about 50 miles north of Charleston, where a pastor and 8 members of a historic black church were murdered several weeks ago in South Carolina. You're listening to NPR News. Just months after becoming the first woman appointed to the highest ranks of Toyota, Julie Hamp is now out of a job. She has tendered her resignation, and the automaker has accepted after the public relations chief was arrested last month on suspicion that she was trying to smuggle in oxycodone, a strictly controlled drug in Japan. Hamp denies that she intentionally broke the law. The Food and Drug Administration is investigating the safety of cough and cold medications that contain codeine. NPR's Rob Stein reports the agency is concerned about the products causing breathing problems for kids and teenagers.
The FDA's investigation comes after regulators in Europe announced in April that codeine should not be used to treat coughs and colds in children under age 12 or in those ages 12 to 18 who already have breathing problems. The FDA says it will convene a panel of outside experts to advise the agency about whether it should take any stronger steps. In the meantime, the FDA is urging parents and doctors who notice any signs of breathing problems or unusual sleepiness in kids taking codeine to immediately seek medical care. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Construction activity in the U.S., which is expected to be a key factor in economic growth this year, is the strongest it has been in nearly 7 years. One reason, an 0.8% increase in construction spending in May. The Commerce Department says that followed a 2% gain the month before. Before the close, the Dow is up 138 points, more than 0.5% at 17,758. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.